Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Session of Sanity. I believe it to be a Session of Sanity. You don't have to. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And, again, very much appreciated. All right. You know, many of us have been hit a lot of the conservatives have been hit by the social media companies. And I was talking to a friend of mine today who does his own show, Edward Woodson. And he was telling me, hey, dude, are you getting my notifications when I'm posting videos on my Facebook? I said, nope, haven't got a one. And I went and looked, and I haven't got a one. For real. And he says, because I'm not getting anything from you. So if you don't believe in the shadow banning, if you don't believe that they're doing things to us, just within my own circle of people that I trade information with, we're not getting notified anymore of each other's information. So you can think what you want. You can think we're making it up, but we're not. Dr. Gina put a post up the other day about how apparently her husband unfollowed her on Twitter. It's like, wow, I've actually unfollowed myself, apparently, a couple times. And I've refollowed and then somehow got unfollowed again. So I just do it because it's an irritant and somebody has to go back in on their end to take it out, whatever. I said all that to say because a lot of us, our revenue stream comes from traffic to our websites, traffic to our Facebook pages. We use those numbers to get sponsors. So if you like what you hear and you like the show, whether it's mine or somebody else's, and we have lost two or three good people now because their income, their revenue was primarily from their websites and writing stories and that kind of thing. And they have backed away because they couldn't get, you know, some of these guys went from 20,000 views a day to 2,000. All right? I mean, that's simple. And it's not because their content is terrible, because They're good writers. They've had plenty of content. So just give some thought as you're searching the channels and you're going through and you're trying to find your favorite person. Just know that favorite person in a lot of cases is having a hard time. So you want to be part of the team? Some of you have already stepped up. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. But head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, click the donate button. You can make a monthly donation, $2, $3, $4, $5, whatever you want to do. I told you, one-time donation of $5,000, I will fly to your home in the lower 48 and clean your house. How's that? Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. All right. I'm going to get to it in a few minutes. They're real disgusting. All right? The late-term abortion specialist offers parents a photograph and cuddling of their aborted babies. Now, I sat here. I really did. I'm sitting here trying to figure out why anybody would do this. Okay? And I know from personal experience, I know that when babies are stillborn, it is not that it's common, but it's, you know, not out of the question to have pictures taken with that baby or even have pictures of the baby. Because even psychologists, I mean, we did a little research on this a while back, and it's closure. For those of us who believe that life is at conception, I want you to think about this for a second. I'm not trying to make any of you feel bad if you've done things differently. But if a baby is born stillborn and you believe that life is at conception, life starts, then that is a human being that was born or had a heartbeat and died. So everything should be done properly. And it is closure for that couple, closure for that mom in a real way. But in that case, it was a mother that wanted the baby, that wanted that child to be born alive, that wanted that child to have a shot at life, and she wanted to raise it. So that is a human feeling. That is the way we've been wired. But now, Dr. Leroy Carhart, and he's notorious for late-term abortions. Okay? He's offering his patients services called after delivery, including holding their babies, taking keepsake photos of them, and having spiritual and ceremonial accommodations. Now, here's what I don't understand. Many patients request remembrance of their baby to take home with them. The following list items and services that some of our patients have found helpful in their emotional recovery. Every family approaches this experience with their own unique emotional, spiritual, and cultural background. There's no right or wrong way, just your way. Oh, that's sad in and of itself. Once the process of healing has begun, you may want to consider a token of the precious time that you spent with your baby had together. All of these features of our program will be discussed with you while you're with us. This is really sick. Remember, this is an aborted baby. Okay? I mean, this isn't abortion. I mean, I don't even know how to. I could have a field day. Many patients request remembrance of the baby that they chose to kill to take home with them. The following list of items and services that some of our patients have found helpful in their emotional recovery. Of what? Of killing the baby? Every family approaches this experience with their own unique emotional, spiritual, and cultural background. What cultural or spiritual background encourages you to kill your kids? I mean, seriously, you think about this. If you can kill that baby at 39 weeks, and then you see a preemie at 30 weeks that's living inside, you know, in a hospital, I'm sorry, what's the difference? Oh, I ain't letting this go. We'll talk more about this in a set of break. Joe Machine, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
To the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Thanks so much for being with us. Like I said, I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Look, some of you get really upset with me when I talk about abortion. I don't know why. I mean, if you've been involved in one, if you've had somebody or pressured somebody to have one or whatever, I'm not here to condemn you. You got to deal with that on your own. If you're okay with it, you're okay with it. If you're not okay with it, you're not okay with it. If you're worried about what God thinks, ask for forgiveness and move on. So this is all up to you to decide, not me. But I want you to see where the left is going. I want you to see where they're pushing your kids. I want you to see what they consider to be fine and smart and wonderful. Here's a baby that you chose to kill, you chose to stop its life, and the way they lay it out is like it's a soft and wonderful way to do things. And this is not, again, this is not a miscarriage. This is not a stillborn. Okay, this is a baby that you chose to abort. And then you're going to take pictures in a loving, caring, considerate way. It doesn't make any sense. How do you put that up? You're going to put a picture. It says here, you know, part of the package is you are viewing your baby after the delivery, holding your baby after the delivery, photographs of your baby, cremation services, funeral arrangements, footprints, spiritual and ceremonial. I don't even understand that one. I can't understand any Christian church other than talking to giving that baby's life to God or asking God for forgiveness, whatever. And then a remembrance certificate. Really? Remembering what? Right? Abortionclinics.org is the one putting this on. It's affiliated with All Options and Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice. We also have ties with local religious affiliates. If you're struggling with your decision and would just like to speak to a member of the clergy, please call us. This is sad. This is sick. This is more than sick. This is disgusting. And again, if you've already, I mean, if your baby's stillborn, that's a whole different animal. But look, this isn't a one-off. This isn't just somebody decided this might be a good thing to do. You remember that show I've been railing on for a while, 13 Reasons Why? This movie, or this show, was a regular show. It promoted teen suicide. Okay? When you think about this. It has moved from teen suicide to promoting abortion. Teen abortion. They were so successful, and I think maybe some of it was they got so much heat, on promoting teen suicide. So that's why, you know, now it's what, 13 Reasons Why. So now you're going to get 13 reasons why to have an abortion. The original plot line was criticized for glamorizing teen suicide, creating a massive scandal. But now they decided to take on a whole new challenge. They've since moved on to a graphic depictions of rape, and in most recent seasons, an episode featured a teenage girl having an abortion. You know, they should have showed the whole abortion. They should have shown the screen. They should have shown the baby trying to get away from the suction tube. They should have shown the whole thing. In June, 13 Reasons Why actress Ann Winters announced that the third season would feature an abortion storyline. Winters plays Chloe, a teenage cheerleader who was assaulted by her boyfriend in season two. In the season finale, it's revealed that Chloe is pregnant. Winters' original hinted that Chloe would have an abortion. I think an abortion will be discussed for sure. I feel like Chloe should be the type to be like, yeah, I'll just get rid of it. This is, I know it's a show, but it is a mindset of many young people. I'll get rid of it. Not a big deal. It needs to go. Just amazing. It says that she got pregnant after being assaulted by her boyfriend. How about we call it for what it raped by her boyfriend? Isn't that what it be? I mean, seriously. Anyway, she goes on to say, she says, well, I feel like Bryce would tell her that she needs to get rid of it. And so would his parents. Now, these are fictional characters. They're talking about them like they're real. Right? Now, they were leaving you a cliffhanger like she was going to maybe change her mind. But she did have the abortion. The scene includes a scene in which Chloe has a conversation with Bryce's mom, who told her he came from a long line of men who shouldn't have been fathers. My son is no different, she told Chloe. In fact, I think he's worse than most. She goes to a pregnancy resource center. No, it should have been called Planned Parenthood, where the counselors tell her that she and her baby can go on to have full and wonderful lives before Chloe finally decides to go on to an abortion facility. The episode portrays Poe Life's side. You know, here's the thing. They make it sound... They really do. They make it sound like everything humanly possible has been done, and then the child has to make her decision. This is a girl in high school. Right? I mean, she can't even figure out what life is about yet at this point, and she's allowed to take a life. Right? We promote sexual promiscuity. We show kids in schools, junior high school and high school, how to have sex, how to have safe sex. And should you, something go wrong, you can always go over to the abortion clinic. No problem. We got you covered. I mean, really? And my understanding from some is that the episode portrays these pro-life sidewalk counselors in the worst way possible. When Chloe returns for her abortion, there are protesters outside shouting at her from across the street. Right? I mean, look, yes, there are nuts in every group, right? There's every group has the far left and the far right, the extremist, if you would. Same thing in the pro-life world. There are extremists in that world. There shouldn't be, but there are. And if you guys would go do what I told you to do, which is go see the movie Unplanned and or grab the DVD, you would see they make a distinction. This is a movie written about somebody who worked at Planned Parenthood. And you will see the distinction between loving Christians that are at those facilities and the nut jobs, the real haters. Show me Senior Host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau apologizing after pictures surface of him wearing blackface as a young man. Trudeau says he has no plans to resign, and he promises to continue his campaign for re-election in October.
I didn't understand how hurtful this is to people who live with discrimination every single day. I have always acknowledged that I come from a place of privilege.
In other news, the Fed cuts interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point, its second cut since late July. But President Trump still doesn't seem happy with the Fed chair.
So I'm not thrilled with the Fed, but despite that, we have an incredible economy and we don't have inflation.
Chairman Powell's job is safe.
It's safe, yeah, it's safe.
The president speaking there with Fox News correspondent Ed Henry after touring new sections of the steel border wall built near San Diego. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Throw you a couple of nitwits.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. But the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be
an
American, where at least
you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Really so much appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, this conversation. I do so much appreciate it. Anyway, again, I always appreciate the time you spend with us, how much you're involved, how much you're engaged. This hour, I know, is irritating some of you, but get over it, because it's part of life. It's part of what we deal with on a daily basis, and as conservatives, what makes us different from them? What makes you different from we're, by the way, for some of you who've just tuned in, I've been talking a little bit about abortion. One group, sickening, disgusting, where you can take pictures with your late-term aborted child. You know, cuddling with your child, the child that you decided to stop from living. And in a very popular show on Netflix, 13 Reasons Why, moves from promoting teen suicide to promoting teen abortion. Isn't that nice? I mean, think about what, you know, I keep telling you guys. Society is attacking your kids, and what are you doing about it? You just want to be their buds? You want to be their friends? I mean, they're seeing this stuff. They're dealing with this stuff. What kind, I don't know, foundation have you instilled in your children? Really? Now, Netflix is certainly no stranger to promoting abortion. 13 Reasons Why is especially notable because it directly marketed to teenagers. Right? I mean, they have one of the largest young and female viewerships. And part of it is because so much attention has been drawn to it because of what it does or what it did. But I don't know any other way to get the information out on it. I mean, it's not like you can keep it quiet and still get the message out. After the first season aired, a study found that the internet searches on suicide had skyrocketed. A second study later confirmed that there had been 28.9% increase in suicides among children between the ages of 10 and 17, the month following the debut of the show, which was higher than any other single month over a year five period. Right? I mean, this is just amazing. It's sick and amazing. So you've got to watch what goes into your kids' heads. You've got to watch what they're watching. I know, it's kind of tough sometimes. But you got to watch what they're watching. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. If you want to call and disagree with me, make sure that you're disagreeing with me and not a study or something like that, because you know I can't speak to the study. I can't speak to some of the questions you guys send me. It says we're along the veins of abortion. The, Planned Parenthood's extreme agenda is out there for everybody to see. It pretty much gets worse. And it's not that it gets worse every day. They get less inhibited in letting you know what they really believe. Ex-CEO Lena Wen, she slammed Planned Parenthood because they have an abortion-first philosophy, and they're doing everything they can to stop her. So she said the Planned Parenthood's extreme agenda is being exposed on a whole new level. And this isn't the first one. Remember, Abby Johnson, they tried to shut her up after she left the Planned Parenthood, what do you want to call it, the administration level. I mean, she really, Abby really went after them when she realized what was going on. Now, Wen just resolved her dispute with Planned Parenthood, but not before she had challenged the organization, saying it threatened to withhold her health care and severance package if she refused to sign a confidentiality agreement. She said she refused. She refused. Now, look, I may not agree with what she stands for, but the fact that she was willing to stand and say, no, you're not going to keep me quiet, hold me ransom because of my health, my health care program, and. God bless her. Good for her. No amount of money can ever buy my integrity and my commitment to the patients I serve. Wen wrote, with her, she didn't want abortion first. She thought the abortion first philosophy of Planned Parenthood was wrong, and it should be truly women's health care first. There's a novel idea. I'm a woman of integrity. In a letter that she wrote, it was leaked to the New York Times. Gee, there's a shock. Wednesday said, Planned Parenthood was trying to buy my silence. This is a confidential dispute between my former employee over honoring the terms of my employment contract. They want to silence my voice as a public health expert. I simply will not sign away my right to speak my mind. Nor will I compromise my integrity. As CBN News, this is an article out of CBN News, it said that Planned Parenthood removed Wen as its president less than a year after she was chosen. When she was fired, she said it was because she wanted to shift Planned Parenthood to put women's health first rather than abortion. Now, the funny thing about it was, to show you how stupid they are at the board level, that would have thrown the conservative world into a real tizzy, right? If Planned Parenthood was really, truly providing women's services, women health services, it'd be kind of hard to fight with them. It'd be kind of hard to fight their local, clinics and what have you. So Wen wrote at the time, the new board leadership has determined that the priority of Planned Parenthood moving forward is to double down on abortion rights. Let that sink in for a minute. Now, the Christian Post also reported Wen saying that Planned Parenthood uses a stridently political abortion-first philosophy, which weakened her efforts to provide health care. So here she is trying to provide real health care to women, and she's getting slapped around for doing it. Wen was the first physician to lead the abortion provider in decades. The departure came as a battle over the abortionists was heating up in state legislatures and at the federal level. Trump administration, has cut millions of dollars supply. I think it's $60 million total through changes in Title X. Planned Parenthood also. I don't know how do they call this thing Planned Parenthood? I mean, seriously. It should be planned unparenthood, right? Aren't you? You're removing the parental portion. She says, she went on to say, it's deeply hypocritical that Planned Parenthood would attempt to enforce a gag order on the immediate past president while fighting the Trump administration's gag rule on Title X providers. Yeah, but this is how they operate. This is exactly how the hypocrisy of the left rings out. Right? I mean, sir, fighting for their rights in one area while trying to stifle your rights in another area. This is not new or uncommon. Newman added that Planned Parenthood offered Wendt a salary and health benefits under the terms that are standard and consistent with her employment agreement. But here's the kicker. Wendt is pregnant, and Planned Parenthood was allegedly threatened to withhold her health care, even though it has claimed its services are all about women's health care. Isn't that proof that they're abortion first? In the end, I was asked to leave for the same reason I was hired. I was changing the direction of Planned Parenthood, and they didn't like it. You know, it is just amazing at the only hypocrisy that they have that they can't even see on their own. They can't put it together. They can't figure it out. They can't decide, you know, what is it you really stand for? And put it out there. Look, if you're for abortions only, abortion first, and abortion is what you believe every woman should have, then go for it. Say it. Lay it out there. Don't be weenie heads. You know what I mean? It's exciting to see this because here you have somebody from within. This is the second biggie, if you would. You have somebody from within now that's jumping out and saying, hey, it's not what they stand for. They're not interested in women's health. They're interested in abortion first, end of discussion. So there's no counseling. There's no help for that individual. There's no help for that young person. Not that we see, right? What are we really seeing? Abortion first. That's all it boils down to. Abortion first. 855. Tell me, hey, look, I'd love somebody to tell me where I'm wrong. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you have
have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Okay, everybody off the floor. Let's go. Back to your desk. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution, as I like to say, not part of the problem. And the way you're part of the problem is you don't get involved, you don't engage. That is a problem. I don't care who you are. Or what you're doing, or what you're talking about. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But you can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things you've been told to be afraid of, to whatever. And you don't have to be. You really don't. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. It's just so much going on in the news. But this hour has turned into like the crazy Democrat double standard abortion hour. You know, and again, I'm not looking to make people crazy. Just it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? The ex-CEO Lena Wen She slammed Planned Parenthood for their abortion-first philosophy. Now, you've been hearing this for years. What's really scary, though, is it the way the left thinks. And when I say that, what I mean by that is, look, you had a story come out recently, what's Trump call it, in a failing New York Times. And we come to find out that the story's not true. Even the Times kind of says, eh, it's not true. And we left this out, and we left that out, and what have you. So for all intents and purposes, even the witnesses and the person who made the original complaint says, eh, you know what, it might not be true. I was too drunk. I can't place everything. And still, the Dems want to impeach. So they want to impeach on a lie, basically. Because they hate the guy. That's really what it boils down to. They just hate the guy. So now you've got Planned Parenthood. Two people now. I mean, two solid, well-known people. Abby Johnson and Lena Wen. Lena Wen being the president of the organization. And she was hired and brought in to change the atmosphere, to change the impression people had, to make it a women's health organization. So she decides to start pushing away from the abortion first philosophy, not never. And immediately they fire her. And she's gone public with it. This is something we've all known. This is not news. This is old news for a lot of us who actually have two brain cells at work. And the left is just irritated to no end. Because they don't want to get... These are people from within. And yet they still don't believe it. So, it just... It doesn't get any better. So even when confronted with the truth, even when they have people that are on their side, that are in their party, that are telling them truly what's going on, they can't be bothered. They're not interested. It's just amazing. All right. What other crazy... Oh, yeah. This is the one I love. I really poked some Dems with this one. And the funny thing about it was, I wasn't even trying to poke them. That wasn't my goal. So... You know, unless you've been living in a coma and you haven't listened to the show, maybe you haven't been a long-time listener, one of the stories that I love to do, or the stories that I do love to do, is about San Francisco. Great, beautiful. You know, again, I'm a Boston boy. I did not grow up on the West Coast. San Francisco, years gone by, have reminded me of Boston. I remember my dad, God, got to be 20 years ago, 25 years ago, coming into town. And, you know, in Boston... In New England, you don't really understand the mileage thing, right? And so I'm down in Los Angeles area. My dad flies to San Francisco, says, why don't you drive over and meet me for lunch? It's like that. It's an eight-hour drive. It'll be dinner tomorrow night. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I decided to fly up because it's just as cheap, it's quick, and it's easy. And so we went up, and we sat out by the... water. We just were talking, and he, you know, being a stereotypical old Italian guy, he brought some salami and some cheese and some wine, and we just talking, right? And it was beautiful. People were rollerblading and walking along the... It was just nice, just a pretty place to be, right? I've seen pictures of that exact spot, right? I wouldn't go within 5 miles of that spot today. That's how bad it's gotten. So when they were talking about how great California was, I posted a piece from a left-leaning news, you know, I want to say paper, but it's not really a paper, outlet. How's that? And the title is, "The Feces is Apparently Contaminating a Stretch of the American River in Sacramento," right? Right outside of San Francisco, or near San Francisco. And it's great. You know, it's a great job that they've done with all of this. And again, the Democrats run this state. So let's remember that. You can't blame the feds. You can't blame the Republicans. The Democrats run this place. A newspaper investigation finds part of the American River in Sacramento contains high levels of E. coli bacteria. A simple sign of fecal contamination. In other words, human crap. The Sacramento Bee says this week that E. coli was found along the lower stretch of the American where homeless camps line the banks of the river. Residents walk their dogs. The swimmers dip into the water. Isn't that exciting? 13 of the 15 samples taken at the beach since June, they exceed federal standards and state standards. Local officials have begun a study that will test the DNA of the bacteria to determine its exact source. Ooh, that's got to be an exciting job. The newspaper says homeless encampments are they're just everywhere. And there's a widespread lack of bathroom access in the area. The contamination could also be a result of geese excrement. Because, you know, we've had so many problems with geese over the years. E. coli can sometimes sicken people with symptoms ranging from diarrhea to respiratory distress. But the Dems won't take responsibility. Nothing, you know, I've noticed since Barack Obama, especially, maybe before that, but since Obama, they become the party of non-responsibility. They are responsible for nothing that happens, even when they're in control. I did that in the first hour when I talked about even when they lie, it's the truth. That's their mindset. They think that even when they tell a lie, that, and it's found out to be a lie, let's say, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's say they started off thinking it was truth. And then they find out later, they won't go back and apologize. They won't say a word. Why is that? Isn't that pride? I mean, I've always been taught that's pride. Come back and say, I'm sorry, we got it wrong. I don't know if that's in the DNA. I don't know if they're taught that. You know, a lot of churches have, you know, Sunday school, and Catholic churches, like, you know, catechism. You think the Dems have something like that? Maybe it's called demichism or something. I don't know. So I don't want to say it's inbred. It's in them. They can't get away from it. Because I don't know. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, the same group that keeps talking about how, you know, we're supposed to be more civil, nice, it's the same group that keeps talking about violence. Right? Comedian Shane Gillis claims that President Trump being shot would be funny. Comedian Shane Gillis walked into, I guess, more controversy he's been into in a long time. After being fired from Saturday Night Live for making racist remarks when he joked about President Trump being shot, as the Fox News reports, Shane Gillis joked that Donald Trump would be the funniest president to see get shot, the first return to stand up after the comic was fired from Saturday Night Live. He said, for real, I didn't vote for Donald Trump, he said, you know, while winking at the audience. He said, look at me, I didn't, but that was tough. His whole campaign was at me. Are you a fat idiot? Yeah, I am. I mean, this guy goes on to beat on himself, right? He said, I don't want you to think that I am too pro-Trump, Gillis said. I will say this, of all the presidents I've been alive for, Trump would definitely be the funniest to see get shot. This is how weird they are. Right, this is where their mind is at. You know, they talk about President Trump's dangerous comments. They're always quick to call out the comments of conservatives. Things that they believe would be detrimental. And yet, they have their own. I mean, Kathy Griffin, I mean, they're all over the place. These are all acceptable. These are all okay. These people are sick. They really, I mean, I don't know any, I wouldn't allow anybody to say that on my show in the early days, but guess what? These people are sick. It really is that simple. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far, a lot more coming up. If your station isn't carrying the show for this hour, go call them and ask them why. We're going to talk about the trans-feminist vegan group that really are upset that hens cannot consent to sex with a rooster. Not making it up, this is real. We'll be back in a little bit.